The man casting aspersions on One Piece right now is about to tell a story himself.
Hello.
You all remember Mr. Bradley Einstein.
Hello. I hope they don't. I hope they don't.
Of course they do.
Great, so this is about Two Across Two America. And I have been across many a state, seen many a beautiful thing, but one state holds the record for me of just the most fucked up life occurrences just in one place, and that is the state of Iowa. And I just want to let you guys know that I am foregoing a story about smoking dope with a man who tamed wild turkeys and all of his best friends died in a skydiving accident. That's not the story that I'm going to tell. Also, that happened on the corner of Girl Scout and Gun Club Roads, which is a place that exists in Iowa. Rather, I'm going to talk about a wedding that I went to some moons ago. And to give you an idea of what I was expecting, I was going to the wedding of a family friend who at the time was the personal assistant to Christopher Nolan, most popular at the time, for The Dark Knight. So I was like, hell yeah, this is going to be glitz. This is going to be glamour. This is going to be a motherfucking Hollywood. I'm going to meet maybe not Heath Ledger, but at least the dude who put on like the smile, and he's going to tell me some crazy stories. It's going to be fantastic. And then we get to O'Hare, and then we get to, I don't know, Des Moines, is that in Iowa? And then we just drive, and we keep driving, and maybe people in the West recognize this, maybe people in the East don't have this experience, but in Iowa, at some point, roads stop having names, and they just have numbers. And I found out later in that trip that the roads have numbers because they used to have no numbers. And then 9/11 happened, and then they passed a law where they said, every road, we need to be able to get to every road. So they just slapped on numbers. So, like, you'll have, like, road 234, which was the only one that I remember. So we were in the country where we were in road 234. And let me tell you about the towns that live on road 234. This is the first 9/11 reference out of two. So we get there, and keep in mind, there are two what they call towns and what you might call just the why Trump won, just the gutted remnants of a town that once existed. There's just like it's just like a population 2,000 tumbleweeds and no humans to speak of. There was one restaurant for two towns, and we ate there numerous times on the weekend that I was there. And the most notable thing about the restaurant was when you walked in, there was a giant framed picture of the Twin Towers, and superimposed in front of it, like not photoshopped, like closer to MS painted, on top of the Twin Towers in the lower left-hand corner was just a pixelated baby wrapped in an American flag with no other context. Yeah, we ate there numerous times. We stayed at a bed and breakfast that was run by two very nice people, and I hope what I'm about to say doesn't come off as disparaging, but three facts that you would that were very true of this place was, one, of course this bed and breakfast was haunted. Two, of course their daughter could and did speak to all the ghosts. Because three, of course, their daughter had Down syndrome. Oh, which no. Is not a, like, it's hard, like, I framed that as a joke, and I really don't mean to disparage anyone's mental state. It's just like, fuck, of course this is the situation we're about to walk into. Thankfully, this is fuck. Like, I feel like everybody's like, the ghosts weren't there because she wasn't there, because she was running track at a Special Olympics event. So thankfully we did not have to deal with any of the ghosts because they apparently followed the daughter around. If you have a problem with any of that, blame it on the parents. I'm just telling you what I said. So needless to say, at this point, you're like, damn, you would probably need a drink. Yes, you would need to have a drink. Unfortunately, there was not a liquor store in this town. Why? I will answer you. Because the woman who ran the liquor store in the town died. And instead of someone else starting up a new liquor store, everyone just started making their own liquor. How do I know this? I will happily tell you. The wedding party put some situations together, like, so, hey, during the day, if y'all want to do something. One was like a nice high tea where everyone could wear a fancy hat. But because it was kind of split down gender lines, I went with all the guys to the shooting range. At which point the father of the bride started showing off the homemade gun that he made from scratch, which was a pistol that there was a pistol that you had to put on a sandbag and hold your shooting wrist with your other hand because it shot sniper rifle caliber bullets out of a homemade pistol. And when we were there, I met this dude with no front teeth who was just bitching about the weed-smoking libertarians in the town over, who, for fun, would just dig a hole in the ground, stuff gunpowder into the hole, put a bowling ball in the gunpowder, light the gunpowder, and just, like, the bowling ball would shoot out, and then they wouldn't know where it went. The point was just having the bowling ball. Anyway, he was complaining about those guys because he found a bowling ball on his fucking property. And then was like, hey, y'all want to come and drink my whiskey? And I was like, yes! But my dad was also like, yes. But then my mom texted us and we couldn't go. One of the more deeply unsettling moments was one of the other attractions in town was there was a like general store kind of thing where you could buy a lot of like little things, like little Iowa shot glasses. You could buy a camo hat with a Jesus fish on it, that sort of thing. And upstairs was a bunch of was the entire floor was dedicated to a model train set, and we were looking at it. It was pretty impressive, like a giant model train set, very impressive. And then I just hear from behind me is a gentleman, his voice, and he says, "You want to see something cool?" And the answer to "Do you want to see something cool?" should always be no, because like I don't think you ever really want to see something cool. But then the gentleman leads me to that was a graphic sneeze on my part. Gentleman leads me to an area that is a built-up town. So the train chugga-chugga-choo-choo's through the town, and he points. I didn't sneeze. I just went, what the fuck is going on? Okay, anyway, so he points out this building, which is a tiny building. It's like it's smaller than a dollhouse building. And he's like, "Look in that window." And I look into the window, and it's a well-apportioned office. But in the office are two tiny die-cast naked people, and they're graphically fucking. And I'm looking at like they are just fucking on this tiny desk, and I'm looking at them, and then I look at him, and he's just nodding and smiling to me, and I'm looking back at it, and I realize that this man I've never met before spent hours detailing these people's naked bodies, like painting them like they had nipples, and it was upsetting, This story really doesn't have an ending, other than I really recommend, just for you to understand America, is just drive to Iowa until you hit where the streets only have numbers, and then, you know, you might discover not just die-cast naked people, but maybe a little bit of yourself. I think I landed that, guys.
Ties in nicely with the U2 song, because Bono doesn't say the streets don't have numbers.
Just yeah, yeah, the streets have no names.
Yeah, but
the
no, numbers are fine.
They have numbers.
Yeah. So, no Chris Nolan?
Oh my God, I didn't even get that! There was no Christopher Nolan. He didn't show up. It was a beautiful ceremony. It turned out the town had, like, one of those empty buildings turned out to be a really cool wedding venue.
Oh, shit.
It was really cool. The people who got married are really fantastic. And it was, to this day, the best vacation my family had together. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Brad Einstein.
Yeah.
What a fucking story.